Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. As the days get shorter and cooler, our hearts are warmed by holiday celebrations and decorations. For the Christmas holiday, plants play a major role among decorations. Wreaths of holly dress our doors. Sprigs of mistletoe provide opportunities for a quick kiss. Spruces, firs, and pines bring the incense of northern forests into our living rooms, and poinsettias brighten our tables. Where did our use of these plants come from, and why do we use them? Let's begin with the holly, a plant whose name is from the word holy. Medieval monks believed the plant was holy, and that sprigs of holly could ward off evil. Long before that, however, Chinese decorated their homes with holly during New Year's festivals, and the Romans decorated their homes and temples with holly during their midwinter feast, exchanging holly branches as a gesture of friendship and goodwill. It has long been used as a festive decoration because in northern climates, the evergreen holly, with its bright berries, added life and color to the winter world, showing the promise of new growth to come with the spring. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center in the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Of about 400 different kinds of holly found around the world, many are in North America and 11 are native to Florida. Most are small trees or shrubs, and many are used in landscaping because of their dark green foliage and bright red berries. Hollies occur as separate male and female trees or bushes, and only the females produce the red fruits. The family to which hollies belong is known as the Aquifoliaceae, a name that literally means having leaves with spines on them. Many of our hollies, such as the American holly, are evergreen and have thick, leathery leaves with sharp spines around leaf edges. Prickly leaves may protect hollies from some plant-eating animals, but they also have great habitat value for some birds. They provide cover and protection for hidden nests. Mockingbirds, cardinals, and other birds seek out dense holly as nest sites, and some, such as the mockingbird, find hollies useful for both bed and breakfast. Birds eat the bright red berries, but the berries may just be an acceptable food, not a favored one. Other foods are usually eaten first, which may be why we have those red berries to enjoy during our midwinter holidays. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center in the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. The best-known holly in North America is American holly, whose shiny dark green leaves and red berries are traditionally used in holiday decorations. American holly is native through much of the southeastern United States, but in Florida, occurs naturally only about as far south as Charlotte Harbor and St. Augustine. Under the best of conditions, this holly can become a 100-foot-tall tree, with a trunk 4 feet in diameter. Usually, however, it's far smaller. American holly produces a light-grained, hard wood that in the past has been valued for engraving and for making cabinets, piano keys, and knife handles. This wood is used little today, but holly foliage is of great commercial value for holiday decorations. As a result of its holiday popularity, American holly disappeared from most areas around big cities more than a century ago. The American holly has a secure position in American history. After the Boston Tea Party, Americans used holly leaves as a tea substitute. George Washington was particularly fond of American holly and planted many of them at Mount Vernon, some of which are still alive today. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center in the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Yaupon is one of Florida's most colorful hollies, both because of its tiny, waved-edged, evergreen leaves and bright red berries, and because of the folklore associated with it. Yaupon grows as a tall shrub or small tree. It's somewhat tolerant of salty air, sandy soils, and the frequent fires of natural southern pine forests. It can be found from East Texas to Virginia. In Florida, yaupon is native south to about Sarasota and along the Atlantic coast north from Brevard County. A small grove of yaupon used to occur just east of Naples in South Florida, possibly planted there by the Seminoles. Yaupon leaves contain a lot of caffeine, and Native Americans roasted the leaves and made a beverage called black drink, which they sipped in the morning as they sat in small groups discussing plans for the day. Sound familiar? English settlers found that the leaves of yaupon made a good substitute for tea. The black drink of Native Americans also had another use. Several cups consumed very quickly cause a person to vomit, and they believed this was cleansing. The scientific name of the yaupon comes from this practice, Ilex vomitoria. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center in the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. The only holly that is native to South Florida is Dahoon holly. This evergreen tree usually reaches 20 to 30 feet in height and rarely reaches 40 feet. The leaves of Dahoon holly are up to about 4 inches long and slender, unlike those of other hollies. Although sharply tipped, the margins of their leaves are generally smooth. Dahoon holly is found from Virginia to Louisiana and south through mainland Florida. Dahoon holly has been cultivated since the early 1700s and is usually available from native plant nurseries. Although it is a native of wetland areas such as cypress swamps and can withstand flooding, the Dahoon holly is also drought resistant, making it a perfect tree for South Florida landscapes. If you want to produce the bright red berries, as with most hollies, you must have at least 2 trees. Each tree is either male or female, and only the female produces the berries. A female's flowers are pollinated by bees and other insects that carry the pollen from the male's flowers. Dahoon holly can be grown in patio containers, miniaturized as a bonsai, or planted around homes to add a festive red and green to winter landscapes. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center in the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jared Jackson.